Recently, a three-minute video has been circulating online showing a young man doing the impossible. He jumps through closed doors on a moving train. The video has got over 35 million views and was made by the 21-year-old illusionist and filmmaker Javier Perez. He's here with us in the studio today. Welcome to you, Javier, and to Maria Teller, a journalist who has been very critical of this type of video.
Hi.
Okay, well, first of all, Javier, I'm sure everyone wants to know, how do you go about putting together these incredible videos? Because nothing is real, is it?
No. It actually needs hundreds of takes before you get the right one. And then to create the effects, it's about getting the right place in the video footage and doing some careful editing. A lot of people try to overcomplicate things with software. Many people think I use special effects programs, but I don't. For me, that would be cheating. I realized that I could do much better and get more hits by making videos that appear to defy the laws of physics.
So, Maria, does that satisfy your past criticisms about photoshopping and so on?
Well, to some extent, yes. In my role as a journalist, I spend a lot of time ensuring I report accurate information to the public. So I do object to these videos which show something which essentially isn't true. I think they alter our judgment and understanding of what's possible and leave us less able to respond to real-life issues appropriately.
Surely that's going a bit far for what, after all, is a visual joke for entertainment. What do you both think?
I don't think so. For instance, I believe that if you see endless videos of someone being run over by a car in the name of entertainment, you become less shocked about real-life accidents, and maybe you assign blame differently. You think it's down to the victim, not the driver going too fast. I suppose what's good is that at least the videos allow us to debate this kind of thing.
Can I jump in here? I do think Maria is being unfair. We do all sorts of things in the name of entertainment, and we've always had magicians. It's a very old craft. And surely it's a good thing that we aim to exploit the assumptions we make around the laws of physics in order to test them. And it's in a way that can be understood and discussed by the man on the street.
But Javier, you don't create these videos by yourself. Don't you live with a team of illusionists?
Yes, I've got a team. We live together in a kind of studio. There's so much interaction that we're always creating something. We start off with brainstorming. That's where we got those ideas, like seeing someone getting pulled along by a car, or the video of an egg, apparently with a chick inside. The part I enjoyed most was working out how we were actually going to do it. It just wouldn't work so well if we weren't together all the time. And we are constantly having to reshoot things.
And all credit to you. Now, what about freebooting? When people repost your videos without asking, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, the videos are often freebooted, where someone takes online media and rehosts it on their website without permission. It's bad practice, but almost impossible to control. Sometimes we'll ask them to credit us, but I don't mind it because it can help us if they then get hundreds of millions of views. But I do understand how hard it is for other people who spend hours creating stuff and then someone just steals it.
So do you two think you can ever meet in the middle over your views of these videos?
I guess intellectually we can see each other's argument, but our objectives are so far apart. And I feel I'm on the side of right because more and more people are coming to our site. Having said that, I do think audiences are becoming more sophisticated and more discerning about what they want to believe.
Yes, these illusions will forever be a thorn in the side of the press, but I'm sure the discussion about reality will act as a kind of transparency for the truth. And ultimately, people are not silly.
Well, thank you both. We will watch with interest.